This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Matthew 26, verse 28.
Welcome to this daily encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Aristotle at the Table was written and read by Sheridan Voisey.
Matthew 26, verses 26 to 29. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Aristotle at the Table. Aristotle said that no one can be friends with a god. Why? Because friendship requires equality, and what god would step down from their heavenly status to become equal with lowly human beings? I wonder what Aristotle would have done if he'd been present at the Last Supper. For there, Jesus, the creator of all, who left his heavenly status to become a lowly human being, told his disciples he no longer called them servants, but friends. Aristotle would have been surprised too at who sat at that table. There was Matthew, the Roman-friendly tax collector, and then Simon, the Roman-denouncing zealot, along with James and John, the sons of thunder, sitting with quiet Philip. I imagine Aristotle watching quizzically as Jesus described some bread and wine as his body and blood, broken and poured out for the forgiveness of sins. What god would die for mere mortals, even those who'd soon abandon him? That's one reason communion is so profound. Through Jesus, God became friends with humans and enabled friendships between those with political and temperamental differences. As we eat and drink at the Lord's table, we celebrate the one who rewrote friendship's rules, human and divine. Let's pray together. Lord, it astounds me how right Aristotle was on this. Mere mortals like us aren't equal to a god, let alone the one true god. And yet time and again we see you solving the problem by coming down to our level, walking in the garden with Adam and Eve, coming down in the cloud to meet Moses in the tent of meeting, and speaking with him as a man does a friend, and ultimately leaving the splendors of heaven, taking on human form and calling us your friends. How profound the communion table is, reuniting heaven and earth, God and humanity, and humanity with each other. So thank you, Lord, for making us your friends and removing the barriers for us to be friends with each other. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. How else does Jesus rewrite the rules of friendship? How can his example help you reach across relational differences today?